Thank you, Susie. Track 4. Adam Hayes Smith tells the story of Sir Henry Tim Burkin, who loved Norfolk and is buried in Blakeney, was one of Britain's finest pre-war racing drivers and the inventor of the era's most fabled car, the Blower Bentley.
Bentley legend Henry Ralph Stanley Burkin, a.k.a. Tim, was born in 1896, the scion of a Nottingham lace-making dynasty. He took his sobriquet from the children's comic book character Tiger Tim. In the 1920s, he moved into Tackleston Hall, a large red brick Queen Anne house some 12 miles southwest of Norwich, with a moat, stables, and a large walled garden. He had a particular ardour for Blakeney on the north coast, to which he would thunder at top speed in his 3-litre Bentley and take out his svelte 30-foot racing yacht christened Ida. At Tackleston, he authored, with the aid of a ghostwriter, Full Throttle, which was published in 1932 and dedicated to all schoolboys. It is from this that the quotes in this article are taken. It is not so much a memoir as a manifesto for patriotic endeavour and draws parallels between his experience of war and motor racing. Though passionate and fearless, Burkin didn't always immediately come across as a boy's own squash butler. He writes, "If this information disappoints my younger readers, if they had pictured me as tall and broad and clear-cut, barking out instructions in a voice like a knife, I am heartily sorry. I am quite small, and I do stammer. But once I am in the car, where there is no need to talk or concentrate on anything but the race, all my awkwardness disappears. I feel at home. I feel as happy as a king." During the Great War, Burkin had been a captain in the Royal Flying Corps in the service of the 108th Norfolk and Suffolk Yeomanry Field Brigade. While fighting in Palestine, he contracted malaria, a disease from which he would suffer for the rest of his life. Most of the Bentley boys, including W.O. Bentley himself, served as officers in the war. It shaped their worldview and stoked an urgency not to waste a minute of their lives. Their bravery had been forged in battle, and they were drawn to the risks of motor racing as well as the camaraderie. Few ever spoke a word publicly about their harrowing experiences in the mud of Ypres and elsewhere. It went unsaid. But Burkin did offer this: "If I blamed anything for my devotion to cars, it would be something blamed already for so many troubles that one can more than make no odds. The war. I was in the Air Force, and when the armistice came, found the view of my future life, as I then beheld it, a very dull and confined one. I was lucky enough to have the money to look around for an occupation and not accept the first that offered, and of all I considered, motor racing provided the energy, adventures and risks most like those of the battlefield. There was the same chance of unexpected disaster, the same need of perfect nerves, the same exhilaration of living in the shadow of death that often came so suddenly and gloriously that it seemed to have no shadow. There was, besides, the peculiar delight of being responsible for your own calamities, since, once off the mark, you were at liberty to take risks or avoid them as you pleased. A state of independence few individuals enjoyed in the war." In 1921, Burkin started to compete in races, largely at Brooklands. Things got much more serious from 1927 onwards. He entered the fabled Le Mans 5 times between 1928 and 1932, winning in 1929 and 1931. But it was in the 1930 race that he and the Blower Bentley are best remembered. In driving Rudolf Caracciola and teammate Christopher Werner's Mercedes-Benz into submission, Burkin, veteran French racer Jean Chassin, and their number 9 Blower were hailed as critical to Bentley's victory and embodying the true spirit of the vintage racing era. The Great Depression hit Bentley Motors hard. The firm was sold to Rolls-Royce in 1931, and the brand ceased racing. Burkin's backer, Dorothy Paget, withdrew her financial support also. Burkin returned to Le Mans twice more with Alfa Romeo, winning in 1931 alongside Earl Howe. In 1933, while competing in the Tripoli Grand Prix in a Maserati, Burkin burnt his arm badly against the exhaust pipe when reaching for his cigarette lighter. The wound turned septic, and he died in a London nursing home 6 weeks later, aged 36. He was laid to rest at St. Nicholas Church, Blakeney. Pilgrims still leave tiny toy Bentleys on his grave.